Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says that he cut off trade talks with Canada and has no plans to meet with Canada's prime minister. It's all in response to a Canadian TV ad that features video of Ronald Reagan opposing tariffs. The president said that's an attempt to influence the Supreme Court and...
I'm satisfied with the deal we have. We have a deal right now that's very good for us. And any deal that would have been made would have been better for them than the one they have right now.
He's en route to Asia. He also said one of his supporters who wants to stay anonymous came up with $130 million to ensure members of the military get paid during the government shutdown, now on its 25th day. Police in Washington, D.C. say two people are in custody after shooting following a Howard University homecoming event. None of the five people injured are students. None of their injuries are believed to be life-threatening. And the Toronto Blue Jays routed the L.A. Dodgers 11-4 in Game 1 of the World Series. Game 2 is tonight. This is ABC News. Federal authorities say they busted a large drug trafficking organization in Philadelphia. There are 33 defendants, 29 of whom are in custody. Authorities say they recovered, quote, tremendous quantities of fentanyl and narcotics and weapons. FBI Director Kash Patel said,
this Wayman Street Gang is not just one instance of removing a couple of people. It is an example of how you remove an entire organization that is corrupting not just the city of Philadelphia, but the state of Pennsylvania as well.
The U.S. Attorney in Pennsylvania's Eastern District says it's the largest case the office has ever brought. The South Dakota company is recalling more than 2.2 million pounds of Korean barbecue pork jerky sold at Costco and Sam's Club because it may be contaminated with metal. Company officials say that it's certain 14.5 and 16-ounce pouches labeled Golden Island Fire Grilled Pork Jerky Korean Barbecue Recipe. No injuries have been reported. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, just a little bit cloudy for today as a weak disturbance drifts in from eastern Minnesota and northern Iowa. There's been some reports of very light rain and drizzle associated with that out toward the Mississippi River, and that'll gradually slide southeast. So just trace amounts or maybe a few hundredths of an inch possible through early afternoon, then it should move away. We might even see some glimmers of sunshine late today. Lots of sunshine expected tomorrow. Should be a nice day, although a touch breezy. Staying mild and dry for Monday. Then a low pressure system over the plains will push some moisture toward us, bringing a good chance of some rain up through at least far west and southern Wisconsin Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Right now looks like maybe a few tenths of an inch or less. Behind that, things will dry out again Wednesday through Friday of this upcoming week, with temperatures still hovering a few degrees above normal. Here's that forecast for today. Mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle through the early afternoon, then breaks of sun late with a high near 52, southeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy to clear tonight on the cool side, low about 36. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and warmer, a bit breezy as well, high close to 61, wind from the east-southeast at 8 to 15. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 37. Monday, partly cloudy, continued mild and breezy, high about 59 degrees. As we head into Tuesday, cloudy skies, a 50% chance of light rain, low 38 with a high of 53. Wednesday, maybe some drizzle early, partial clearing by midday, low in the upper 30s with a high of 55. Thursday, partly cloudy and pleasant, low 34 with a high of 57. And Friday, partly cloudy and breezy, low 37 with a high 55. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 31 degrees. That following our morning low of 28, the high yesterday, 57. The record high back in 1963, it was 83. The record low, cold in 1969, 14 above. A year ago, 60 and 38 are extremes. Sunrise this morning in southwest Wisconsin, 6:05. Sunset today at 6:03. Or check that sunrise this morning at 7:27. Sunset today at 6:03. And then sunrise for your Sunday tomorrow, 7:29. The air is calm. The barometric pressure steady at 30.35. We've had no precipitation to report today or yesterday. The high yesterday, 57. The morning low, 28. We're currently up to 31 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. Last night was the first round of the WIAA football playoffs, and we see in Division 7 Waseca Steuben Seneca over Ithaca 30-14. A win for Blackhawk Warren Illinois over River Ridge 8-6, Roncalli downed Royal 40-8. It was Potosi Cassville defeating Cambria Friesland 42-8, Hilbert 35, Pittsville 8. Cashton 17-0 over Brookwood, Coleman a 44-6 win over Randolph, and Johnson Creek over Clear Lake 48-7. Division 6, Fenimore rolled Mineral Point 50-7. Bangor a 54-27 win against Marshall. Number 1, Darlington over Melrose Mindoro 55-14, and Mondovi no trouble with Abbotsford 41-6. Division 5, Stratford ended Richland Center season 41-9. In our featured matchup, it was Durand, Arkansas over River Valley 40-21. Amherst 42, Lancaster 14. New Glarus 43-0 over Clinton. Prairie du Chien survived Westfield in a big way 50-6. Grantsburg 38, Laconia 9. A win for Brilliant over Watertown Luther Prep 28-21. And Racine Lutheran over Milwaukee Science 36-8. Looking at Division 4, Platteville 37-30 over over Lodi. West Salem, a 48-20 win over Berlin. Osceola, 33, Ellsworth, 6. And Little Chute defeated Ripon, 40-2. Division 3, Mount Hoar Barneveld 31-7 over Wausau East. Sauk Prairie and Pewaukee battled. Pewaukee pulled out the 31-10 win. A win for Reedsburg over Waterford 49-24. Burlington 26-14 over New Berlin Eisenhower. Onalaska 34, Menominee 31, and Edgewood over Rhinelander 35-7. In 8-player Round 2 football, North Crawford over Hurley 60-12. Gilman 55, Owen with the 8. Oakfield over Belmont 32-26. And Sevastopol 50, Marion Tigerton 16. The Richland Center Hornet volleyball team will play at Luther tonight in the third level of the WIAA Regionals. And at the same time, the Hornet soccer team will be playing at Amherst, also in a regional championship. And for the first time since 1972, the Richland Center Ithaca boys cross country team won sectional, and they will move on to state next Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids. WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for cloudy skies, a chance of patchy light rain or drizzle through early afternoon, breaks of sun later on, high of 52. Partly cloudy to clear and cool during the overnight tonight, a low near 36. Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, a bit breezy, high tomorrow at 61. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, 37. Monday, partly cloudy, continued mild and breezy, 59. Tuesday, we may see a light chance of rain with a high of 53. And Wednesday, some early drizzle, partially clearing by midday with a high of 55 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Something's wrong. Like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. One emotion I used to feel. Only love now is everything else just fades away. It's all around us, though you might not see it. It's just as real as the wild horses you would have to drag me away from one emotion. Is exactly where I wanna be. One
stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way. To step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
I tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me. bicycle again. The sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor. You're taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel it.
On fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of the Cross, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Are you ready? Gelenic Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home is warm, safe, and comfortable all winter long. From furnace clean and checks to new installations, we will make sure your system runs efficiently, saving you money on your energy bill all season long. Call Gelenic Plumbing and Heating today to schedule your fall clean and check or an estimate on a new energy efficient furnace. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
The cooler fall weather is here, and now is the time to get to Mr. G's in Richland Center and Viroqua to update your fashions and footwear. Step into style with Mr. G's remarkable selection of boots, sneakers, and dress shoes. Cozy casuals to rugged work boots. They have it all. Refresh your wardrobe. Check out the great selection of dresses, sportswear, formal wear, and active wear. Get ready for a fashionable fall and winter season at Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and in Viroqua.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, shoes, Mr. G's.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana, and though I'm out on the highway, such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind, except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. Stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Call in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge.
Have news, weather, and sports right around the corner. We'll do it at 6:30. Your weekend wake up. Worst floor and home thermometer are up to 32.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime.
I could make a living out of loving you. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
It's 6:30 and 32 degrees, time for a news update. The forecast, cloudy, a chance of patchy light rain or drizzle through early afternoon, breaks of sun later, and a high of 52. The morning low, 28, our current temperature is 32. We'll have news coming up next.
Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
Good morning. With a look at news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. A state Senate committee held a public hearing on a proposed bill that would require public schools to establish cardiac emergency response plans this week. The legislation was considered in the Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee on Wednesday. If passed into the law, it would require schools to lay out a team of staff members who would respond to a cardiac emergency and a process for activating that team, as well as sharing that plan with local emergency service providers. School athletic events would also be required to have AEDs on hand. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is appealing a decision by FEMA. Evers on Friday announced the Trump administration has denied Wisconsin's application for public assistance for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after severe storms and flooding caused damage to public infrastructure in August. In response, the governor announced he will be filing an appeal to ensure these six communities receive the support they need to rebuild, recover, and address more than $26.5 million in disaster costs. In a letter sent to the governor, FEMA said that while the impact to individuals and households was significant, based on the preliminary damage assessments, quote, it has been determined that the public assistance program is not warranted. In September, formal preliminary damage assessments were conducted by joint teams, including FEMA, the Wisconsin Emergency Management, and local officials, and those assessments validated the more than $26.5 million in eligible disaster costs. Governor Evers is now directing WEM to gather additional information and details on costs that the public sector and certain private nonprofit organizations incurred during the August storms. Wisconsin has 30 days from the date of the denial letter to send its appeal. Governor Tony Evers proclaimed October as Financial Planning Month in Wisconsin. That proclamation aims to highlight the critical role that financial planning plays in achieving financial security and encourages all Wisconsinites to revisit or create a financial plan that will help improve their overall financial health and protect themselves and their families from future financial stress and uncertainty. Governor Evers' proclamation also encourages Wisconsinites to plan for unexpected events with the right insurance coverage so their wallets are protected from unforeseen health issues, car accidents, and other property damage.
There will be an open house today and tomorrow at Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center. Today's activities begin with the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Run Walk. This is the first year of the event. Mike Hardy is with Simon's Recreation Complex.
It's a fitness-themed event, and that's kind of what our main goal is to get people out there, to get families out there having a good time, and fitness, both mental and physical fitness, as well as being social in the community, I think is important. And, you know, joining in with the Grace Race and the National Night Out, we're kind of the third race in that series. It's good not only for our area residents, but also to draw some people in. So we're hoping to draw some outside people in and bring them into town.
Check-in time will be at 8 o'clock until 8:45. And the event starts at 9. The run features 5K and 10K routes. Medals will be awarded to the top finishers in both men's and women's age brackets. There'll also be a 1.5-mile walk where participants are encouraged to wear costumes. Prizes are given to the top costumes in several categories. There will also be a brat cookout from 10 until 1. This afternoon, there'll be a Simon's Pumpkin Fest pool party from 1 until 4 p.m. featuring music, popcorn, swimming, pool inflatables, and lots of fun. The pool party is free for everyone. Tomorrow, the open house continues from 1 until 4:30. There will be free admission both days. You can find out more information at simonsrec.com. And Pumpkin Fest will be held today during the third annual Pumpkin Fest activities in Richland Center. Pumpkin decorating contest entries are on display throughout the day on the courthouse lawn. After that run walk that will be held at Simon's Recreation Complex, Pumpkin Fest fun begins at 11 on the courthouse lawn. Activities during the event include Tiny Acres Petting Zoo, kids games, a bake sale, caramel apples, and more. You can find out more about the third annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. Many communities across the country are taking part in National Drug Take Back Day, which is being held today. The Richland Center Police Department is hosting a local drug take back today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department. Drug Take Back Day is an important event. Billy Jones is the chief of police for the city of Richland Center.
Nationwide, Drug Take Back Day is just a really good program that I think has just continued to grow in our community. And it's a good way to get medications out of your home that are no longer needed. Because unfortunately, we do live in a time that sometimes those medications fall into wrong hands, accidentally, on purpose, whatever it might be. And then we have tragic events happen. So get those unused, unneeded medications out of your house. Bring them down to the police department on Saturday, and we will dispose of them for you.
A wide variety of unused medications will be accepted.
Any prescription over-the-counter medication that includes, you know, capsules, inhalers, creams, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, if you have the pain patches or the sickness patches, any sort of vials of liquid that are in their original container. We'll even take vape cartridges, but we ask that you remove the batteries. If you can't remove the batteries, then we can't take them. They need to be taken to a recyclable center. And then pet medications as well. We all have pets. Our pets get sick. We take our pets to the doctors too. If you don't use up the pet medications, bring that stuff in too, and we'll dispose of that as well.
Be aware, there are also items that will not be accepted.
What we can't take are aerosol cans. Anything with blood or bodily fluids on them, please don't bring that stuff in. Again, batteries. We can't take batteries. Cosmetic, eyeglasses, household waste, iodine-containing medications. So if the medication have iodine in them, there's some sort of chemical reaction that can happen. So we need to dispose of those properly, and there should be instructions on those types of medications. Thermostats. Again, vapes that have the batteries in them, we can't take those. And then any type of personal care products, you can dispose of those just in your regular household trash.
Chief Jones says if you're unable to attend today's Drug Take Back Day event, there are locations that have permanent drop boxes to dispose of unused medications.
Anytime that the businesses are open, we have four in Richland County. We have them at the Center Pharmacy, the Municipal Building, at the Sheriff's Department, and then also at the Viola Library.
There will also be two Drug Take Back Day events today in Sauk County. They're being held at the Sauk County Police Department from 9 until noon and at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness from 10 until 2. All accepted items at any event or Dropbox location must be sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, people are encouraged to black out their names and other personal information listed on a prescription label with a marker. Get rid of those unused drugs and medications. Bring them to the National Drug Take Back event today from 10 until 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. And during our 7:45 news this morning, join us as we take a look at a CMA-nominated Male Vocalist of the Year and Boscobel native coming home to perform. With news, I'm Adam Hess.
Come with me to see something strange.
Get ready to go on a giant adventure. Kickapoo High School presents James and the Giant Peach, the musical. A heartwarming story filled with laughter, music, and a few friendly bugs along the way. Performances are Thursday, November 6th and Friday, November 7th at 7 p.m., plus a Saturday matinee, November 8th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Available at the Kickapoo High School office or at the door.
Right before your eyes.
Join James as he rolls into an adventure at the Kickapoo High School Auditorium in Viola. Don't miss James and the Giant Peach, the musical.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services, and by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
14-0 in favor of the visiting Panthers. Here's the kickoff after the score. Taken by River Valley, and that is Plumlee. Good return to the 30, 35. Over to Grant, the ball. Down the sideline, he took it all the way. That is Plumlee, and he will score for River Valley. No flags on the ensuing kickoff, and River Valley bounces right back.
That's exactly what they needed.
Shot in the arm.
But he broke two or three tackles, and for sure he was down. Nice job by Plumlee.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. It was a round one matchup on the radio last night in WIAA high school football. Phil Nee was there to take a look at River Valley and Durand, Arkansas.
The season came to an end for the River Valley football team. Visiting Durand, Arkansas won a first-round WIAA game 40-21 at River Valley Friday night. The game was close at halftime with the Panthers leading 14-7. They would score three times in the third quarter to build a lead they would not look back from. The Blackhawks finished the season with a record of 6-4, having lost the last three games of the season. They earned the fourth seed and hosted the fifth-seeded Panthers on Friday night. The game was scoreless after the first quarter. River Valley missed a 39-yard field goal in the first 12 minutes. Durand, Arkansas scored two touchdowns in the second quarter. Quarterback Brett Breiding threw a touchdown pass to Jackson Pickler and threw the two-point conversion to William Wiesenbeck. Breiding later threw a 12-yard strike to Ian Havens to make it 14-0. River Valley returned the ensuing kickoff 85 yards for a touchdown. Caden Plumlee gave the Blackhawks some fire and momentum with that special team score, and the River Valley defense made a key stop at the end of the first half.
leading 14-7. The Panthers would score three times in the third quarter to put the game away. Brett Breining threw a pass play that covered 33 yards and a catch by William Wiesenbeck. Jackson Pickler intercepted a pass and returned it 32 yards for a pick six, and Ian Havens ran for six from 11 yards out. River Valley struck back with a Lucas Klein pass play to Caden Plumley that covered 23 yards. The final Panthers score was a Breidung to Dylan Berger 17-yard strike to make it 40-14 with 7:50 left. The final tally came from River Valley lineman Trey Metcalf, who was called upon to run the ball, and he took it into the end zone from 1 yard out. Ron Osborne was good on all three of his extra point kicks for River Valley. With the 40-21 victory, Durand, Arkansas, now will move on in the Division 5 bracket and will play number one seed Grantsburg, which defeated Laconia Friday night 38-9. 20 seniors play their final high school football games for River Valley in the first round playoff loss. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other scores from last night, 11-player Round 1 football Division 7. Waseca Steuben ended Ithaca's season 30-14. It was Hilbert over Pittsville 35-8. Number 1 Blackhawk Warren, Illinois, an 8-6 win over River Ridge. 4th-seeded Brookwood hosted 5th-seeded Cashton, and Cashton pitched the shutout 17-0. Roncalli 40, Royal 8, a win for Coleman over Randolph 44-6. Potosi Cassville 42, Cambria Friesland 8, Johnson Creek with a 48-7 win over Clear Lake. In Division 6, Fenimore 50, Mineral Point 7. Darlington rolled Melrose Mindoro 55-14. A win for Bangor over Marshall 54-27. Mondovi a 41-6 win over Abbotsford. Division 5 Richland Center season came to an end at the hands of Stratford 41-9. Prairie du Chien 50, Westfield 6. It will be Grantsburg taking on Durand, Arkansas, who defeated River Valley last night. Grantsburg ended Laconia's season 38-9. Amherst 42, Lancaster 14, Brilliant a 28-21 win over Watertown Luther Prep. New Glarus a shutout over Clinton 43-0, and Racine Lutheran 36, Milwaukee Science 8. Division 4, Platteville with a shutout against Lodi. It was an upset 37-30, Osceola 33, Ellsworth 6. West Salem, another upset on the night over Berlin 48-20. Little Chute held serve against Ripon 40-2. In Division 3, Mount Hoare Barneveld 31-7 over Wausau East. Burlington upsetting New Berlin Eisenhower 26-14. It was Pewaukee with an upset over the third-seeded Sauk Prairie Eagles 31-10. Onalaska 34, Menominee 31. Reedsburg with the victory in D3 49-24 over Waterford, and Edgewood 35, Rhinelander 7. 8-player round 2 football, North Crawford 60, Hurley 12. Gilman a 55-8 win against Owen Withy, and Oakfield over Belmont 32-26. Final game of the night, Sevastopol 50, Marion Tigerton 16 in an upset. The Richland Center volleyball team will play at Luther tonight in the third level of the regionals, and at the same time, the Hornets boys soccer team will be playing at Amherst, also in a regional championship. Phil Nee talked to Richland Center head coach Tom Stadler.
Richland Center soccer coach Tom Stadler joins us. Tom, it was quite a win on Thursday night. Tell me about the victory against Aquinas.
Well, Phil, we are thrilled to have beaten a very good Aquinas team 5-2. After losing 4-2 previously in the year, it was great to come out ahead.
What put you over the top in that one?
Well, it was a team effort. We have a senior, Giovanni Cerna, who scored a pivotal penalty kick. We have an exchange student from Spain, Lucas, who scored the first two goals of the game. A sophomore, Connor Stoltz, and a junior, Sean Adams, who all found the net. So it was a real team effort.
It does wonders for the program when you get a victory like that and those younger guys see that. This had to be just a really nice win for the program in general, wasn't it?
It's a wonderful thing for a program, Phil, to have a win in the state tournament. It was a very joyous bus ride home. I think they sang every word to every song they knew.
Well, tell me, what have you learned about Amherst that you'll be playing tonight at 7?
Amherst is going to be a good team. They haven't lost this year a lot. They've won most of their games, and we expect them to be very competitive. They played Arcadia, the other top team in our sectional, and they tied. And so it's going to be a tough match.
What do the Hornets have to do? Worry about yourselves?
That's right. We have to play our game, stick to it, bring that good energy, end-of-the-season energy to the game. And, I like to say that you have to have the power of the pass. You got to move the ball in soccer.
And you've got cooler weather than just a week or so ago. Does that help the team a little bit?
Well, with a 7 p.m. game, it's going to be starting to drop down in temperature. And, it sometimes can be a difference maker. If the other team isn't as prepared, maybe that will be an edge.
Sounds good. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us, Tom. Good luck as you get ready for the regional championship tonight in Amherst.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you for the coverage.
Tom Standler, head coach of the Richland Center soccer team. Good luck to them tonight.
And the Richland Center Ithaca boys cross country team won the sectional championship in Wisconsin Rapids on Friday and will be advancing on to the state competition next Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids. It's the first time at state since 1972. Phil Nee talked last night with Eric Mindum, who is the head coach of the state-bound Richland Center Ithaca cross country team.
Richland Center Ithaca goes to state after a sectional championship boys win at Wisconsin Rapids. Joining us on the line is head coach Eric Mindum. Eric, did you feel the team had a good shot going into Friday's race?
I did. I think we felt pretty confident going into the race. The boys ran really well all year long. It was just a matter of putting it together one more time and running for each other and leaving it all out on the course.
Some really incredible scores. So what did you have, 4 in the top 20?
Yeah, we were right where we wanted to be, right where we needed to be. Mauston, credit to them, they ran an incredible race. I think all of their guys probably ran personal best or season best times. It was definitely a fight throughout the race, and Dodge Point was right in the mix as well, as they always are. So, it felt like 1 through 7, we really needed to fight for positioning there.
So just about everybody that took part, they scored points. Everything helps, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, when you have guys, teammates that even if they don't show up on the scorecard, they're pushing the guy in front of them, or they're jumping in ahead of somebody from another team, pushing that team score up. So it all adds up. It all counts.
Looking at some of the scores, man, Owen Dreyer, your freshman, that's an incredible score to take first place, isn't it?
Yeah, to have a freshman step in and compete the way he does is just beyond impressive. I was looking through the results, and if you take Owen out, it's senior, junior, senior, and so on. And to have a freshman come in and compete with those older kids like that just speaks to the level of talent and the hard work that he puts in all year long.
That being said, your upperclassmen did very well too, didn't they?
They did. Clayton Lee and Ryan Stadler, this will be their third trip to states. They're guys that always race well this time of year and put it together when it counts the most. And Robert Budden and Kieran and Culver, seniors as well. They made a lot of sacrifices in the off season and during the season just to get to this position. And really happy for those guys. Felt like they ran a really great race today too.
Must have been a happy bus ride home, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably as full of a bus ride as we've had all year.
Well, history making. You told me it had been since 1972 for Richland Center the last time a team went to state, right?
That's right, yeah, so 53 years, that's quite a while ago.
Do the kids know about that? I mean, do they kind of use that as a little bit of motivation?
They have. That's something, as our boys team has kind of been on the cusp the last few years, that we've talked about, that it's been a long time, and we felt like this group, the senior class especially, had the talent to do it. It was really just a matter of putting in the work in the off season and staying healthy and executing then when it counts.
Well, you've had individuals there, but having the whole group there, it's a whole different practice this week, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be fun this week where normally it's just about a guy or two or three if you're lucky. And
you know, have a whole team there that's got something to compete for, something to, you know, go and work for. And they're already talking about their goals for this next week and hoping that they can put together a good race in the state championship meet.
Right. You're going to need as good as you did at Wisconsin Rapids Sectional and maybe even better then too, right?
Well, that's the hope. We're going to see the best teams in the state, and we're confident. We feel like we can run with any of them, and we're going to go there and give it our best shot.
Good deal. So you celebrate a little bit this weekend before you get back to work Monday then, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll celebrate. We'll start scouting and seeing what we need to do and put together a race plan. But, yeah, definitely going to take a moment and celebrate this. This was a long time coming.
And what time will you run next Saturday?
Yeah, the Division II boys race will be at 12:35 at Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Well, we'll be talking about that this week. Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. This is a big thing for Richland Center and Ithaca.
Yeah, thank you, Phil, and thank you to the community for their support.
Eric Mindham joining us here on WRCO Sports.
Furnace or AC on the fritz, leaky faucet or toilet, no matter the season or the reason, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has you covered. We provide 24/7 service to keep your home running smoothly, fixing leaks, restoring heat, or keeping you cool when it counts. Fast service, a team you can trust, we are your home comfort experts all year long. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a workplace. It's part of your community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. People who live, work, and volunteer right here at home. Rockwell is proud to serve and support their neighbors every day, both on and off the job. Now, they'd like to connect even more with local organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit or 501c3 and have volunteer or donation opportunities, Rockwell Automation would love to partner with you. To learn more or get involved, give them a call. 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community and dedicated to making a difference.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard ready for fall with Select Ace Insect Killers, 2 for just $8. Break up those leaves easy with Ace Poly Tine or Steel Tine Leaf Rakes and save $10 on Select Paint and Exterior Paint gallons for your outdoors projects. Stock up now and tackle your home and yard with tools and savings you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, All American Do-It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right, your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's en route to Asia, where his week-long trip is expected to conclude with a meeting with China's Xi Jinping. President told reporters on Air Force One.